Good afternoon. This is Charlie Burman, KBTC News, bringing you the second in our candidate discussions. Today we have the two candidates for Jefferson County Sheriff. We have Dave Stanko, the incumbent who was elected 4 years ago in 2014, and his challenger, Joe Knoll, who is currently a deputy in his department and has been with the department for some years and will tell us later about that. We're just going to have a kind of an informal chat for the next half hour, and hopefully it will enlighten you a bit as to the candidates in their positions and make it easier to make a choice when you vote. I believe it's November 7th. There is a primary. Both these gentlemen's name are on the primary. It's sometimes a good idea to vote in that primary just to show your preference and give them an idea reading as to how well they're doing in the community. But, you know, it doesn't mean a thing because it's not binding. I'm going to just start roll out with kind of a softball, or maybe it isn't. Both you guys have been in law enforcement for some time. Would you say that over the past 5 years, the connection and trust between the public and law enforcement has improved or declined? Let's start with Dave.
Hey, Charlie, that's a good question. I think actually going back to 1999, I think the climate in law enforcement has changed. I think the public has paid more attention since Columbine. I think the public has paid more attention since police across the nation appear to be very quick to go to deadly force and appear to be very quick to pull their weapons. But I think it's also unfair to law enforcement because I also feel that the majority of deputies and officers nationwide are here to do the right thing. I really believe that we are providing, especially locally here and across the nation, training to help prevent what we saw at Columbine. There's been training for active shooter training as we move forward from 1999. There's this new acronym called ALICE, which is making businesses and schools more aware that they need to help take care of themselves. But getting back to cops, I think that we're all sensitive to the shootings that police officers and deputies have been involved in. And I think management, which I've been a part of for the last 23 years, is making a concerted effort to give the training necessary for the police officer to make proper decisions. Our job is to give deputies tools so when they are faced to make that instantaneous decision, they can pull from their memory banks the training that they've had, hopefully over the years that they've been in law enforcement.
All right. Kind of go with the question, do you think, is your feeling that you're treated with more fear, more respect in any other way in the past 5 years? What's the change been?
I think locally here that we are treated good, and we all know the things that have happened in the in national news, officer involved shootings and whatnot. But locally, we're still on good terms with the public. We if we go in a store with our uniform on, we have people come up and say thanks for your service. If anything, I think the things that have happened nationally have increased. At least it feels to me, the respect people in the community have, or the compassion or the understanding they have for us. And they've, show that by coming up to us and saying hi and thank you, bringing food to the sheriff's office, things like that. So I think that we're still here in Jefferson County, have a good relationship with the community. And I've been around here a long time, and we always have. And I would say that it's probably even better now than it used to be.
Okay. So first of all, how long have you been with the department?
I've been with the sheriff's office 28 years.
And Dave, you are been elected a sheriff, so you've been here 4 years, but you have how many years of experience prior to that as a policeman?
Well, I've been in law enforcement the part of 5 decades. I started in 1975, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I retired first in 2004, came up here and spent 10 years engaged in the community, involved in the community, citizen of the year here in 2011, then elected sheriff in 2014. So part of 5 decades in law enforcement. I wanted to make a comment I agree with what Joe said. We also have deputies here that make very good decisions. We had a deputy in Brennan that was in a 19-minute fight without a backup. That's huge. In this area, deputies know, especially on the West End, we have two resident deputies on the West End that are residents out there, they're part of the community out there. They live in Forks, but they serve in Jefferson County. And it's the old Kenny Rogers song. They have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to run, because they're out there by themselves. So my point is they make decisions based on that. Where if you work in a municipal, whether it's Seattle or Bellevue, you know your backup may be only a few seconds behind. Here, it may be minutes, or like the deputy that was in the 19-minute fight. So they really have to pay attention to that when they're making decisions.
Okay, so the first thing I thought of when I heard that Joe was running against Dave here was, you know, how does that change the dynamic of the office? I mean, people often covet their boss's job, but perhaps not openly. I'm wondering if this causes any kind of tension or stress or taking sides or any of that to maybe start with that.
You mean with people in the office?
Yeah. And so maybe another part of it for you would be, well, you know, I'm going to challenge Dave, and how much of that was, this is going to make people uncomfortable around the office.
The reason I decided to challenge Dave was because I was approached by people from the office, majority of the deputies and other workers, staff, from the jail, from our office, from JEFCOM, from the courthouse, and people in the community to run for sheriff. So there was already dissent in the office. So me choosing to run has made things better. It's allowed some hope in the office, if you want to say. Now, as far as running against your boss and seeing him at work and stuff, that's a strange situation to be in. And but I felt it was something that was necessary. And so that's why I decided to run for sheriff.
So Joe has the claims to have the majority of support among the deputies. Is that true? And how do you feel about that if it is?
Let me answer it this way, Charlie. I've been the sheriff there for 4 years, and I ran on a platform of assessment of cultural change in community. And during the assessment, the assessors came back and said, we have a bunch of very hardworking deputies. I agree 100%. But we had operational dysfunction and neglect, which I can list right now for you the things that were dysfunctional that I've addressed. We had an evidence room that wasn't inventoried in over 20 years. That's now been corrected. We now have a complete inventory. We have a bar system of that. We're working with a New World software system on that. We had a very militaristic sheriff's office. We had, my predecessor had a military Humvee that he was riding around in parades. He's standing out of the gun turret and ride around in parades. I don't believe in that. I believe that our officers, as Sue Ware says at our academy, have the courage and tenacity of a warrior, but I'm developing deputies, men and women, that have the courage and tenacity of a warrior, but not only that, but they have the heart of a guardian and protector. I think it's very important. Addressing the morale issue, I'm the boss. I can't go to people and say, hey, would you support me? I think that's rather intimidating. But I've also had to demote people. I've had to discipline people. I've had to fire people. I've had to reorganize. I promoted people, which is a lot of satisfaction for myself and satisfaction for the employees. I've recognized a good behavior. I promoted the first female sergeant in the jail.
That was what?
Female sergeant in the corrections facility. Her name is Jen Cochran, doing a great job for us. My undersheriff, Art Frank, is doing a fantastic job. Trevor Hansen, who's my new civil deputy, is doing a wonderful job up there. And Amanda Hamilton, who's the office manager, is doing a great job. So as far as my perspective of morale in the sheriff's office, it's good. I meet with my command staff weekly, and we talk about deputies. But again, when you're in the situation of having to make personnel decisions, which, by the way, are tough decisions, and they're never made in a vacuum. All of my personnel decisions, including Joe's demotion, were not done in a vacuum. They were done with concert, with HR, and with the county manager.
First of all, regarding the evidence room inventory, that was something that I tried to do with the previous sheriff, Tony Hernandez. And I had been in charge of the evidence room. I was the chief criminal deputy. And I had checked around with other agencies, in particular Clallam County, and they had had their command staff do the inventories. Since I was in charge of the evidence room, it wouldn't be proper for me to actually do the inventory. So I went with Sheriff Hernandez with that, and he didn't want to bother the sergeants and captains to have them do the inventory. So the inventory sat. It wasn't until Dave and I started going towards accreditation, one of the first things we wanted to do was get the evidence room in order. So that's when the inventory was completed, and it was completed under my supervision. And it started out under Dave's, where we had a volunteer in there trying to do the inventory, which wasn't appropriate either. And so that had changed, and we went to having some detectives do it. So the evidence room inventory was something that should have been done. I tried to get it done, and it wasn't until Dave came that I was able to do that. And that was a good thing that we got that done. The other thing about the militarism at the sheriff's office, you know, Dave did get rid of the Humvee, but he also allows the deputies to wear vests that, in my opinion, look like military flak vests. That's not a favorite thing of mine. And morale, I've never seen the morale so low in my 28 years of being at the sheriff's office. We've had, at least that I know of, five people that have left, some really good ones. And the first sergeant hired in the jail, female, was many years ago. It was back in the 80s. It was a woman that is still around. And anyway, so that leads us up to my demotion.
You were demoted?
Yes.
Why was, let Dave answer this, but why were you demoted and how did you feel? Are you chief criminal deputy again now, or what do you know?
I'm a detective now.
You're a detective?
Yes.
Okay, and so how did that whole thing feel, and the whole demotion thing?
Well, it didn't feel good. I thought that I was doing a good job. I had been tasked with, in charge of doing the accreditation, and Dave had taken away most of my other duties so that I could focus on accreditation. There were other things that I was still responsible for, meetings I had to go to, people from other offices calling for help, deputies wanting help on investigations, detectives, things like that. So I had to do some of that, but I'd been to the accreditation training. I'd gone to mock accreditations and real accreditations at other agencies to see how they work. I was in communication with other agencies and how they were doing things, and everything was right on course. It wasn't happening fast enough for Dave, which who has been known to not have very good patience in things. And accreditation is a 1 to 2 year or more process. So I had just finished up redoing the Lexapol manual, which we'd had since Brassfield was there from Tony. We had to get our manual in order because the accreditation reflects what your manual says. I was just getting started on accreditation. Dave called me into his office and said that he was letting me go because I wasn't doing my job. He was going to put me back in detectives, which I'm grateful for. His reasoning, I don't believe, and I should also say that accreditation is still happening. It's been almost 2 years now since I'm not in there. There were other things leading up to that where, in my opinion, we weren't on this. We didn't have the same vision or the same goals. Mm. There was things with Stone Garden Grant, which I didn't agree that we should be doing that. I mentioned to him, you know, we were meeting with people in the community to talk about immigration rights and things. And at the same time, we were taking money from Stone Garden. I didn't believe that was right. I didn't like the way that the Citizens Advisory Board was being run, and I expressed that. I didn't think it was proper for the sheriff to tell them what he wanted to be done. They were supposed to be telling us what they wanted. We had talked about that. I don't know if that played into his decision to demote me. And also another thing was the strategic plan, where he hired someone from an outside agency for $20,000+ to come in and do our strategic plan. And
Dave seems to be chomping at the bit to say something here.
Well, I'm not chomping at the bit. Joe and I just don't see facts quite the same way on that. The vests that he's talking about that the deputies wear, the vests were worn to save hips, to save backs. The weight is carried on the shoulders. Washington State Patrol wears the same vests, albeit their vests are a different color. We tried to get a different color with that, and they were not available at the time. And these vests were vetted by the Citizen Advisory Committee, which, by the way, is a committee that by resolution was approved by the county commissioners. And by county resolution, it's a public meeting. And my opponent is wrong also, or Joe's wrong, that I don't drive the meeting, they drive the meeting, they drive the expectations. It's a classic part of community policing. Former President Barack Obama, in his 21st century policing, said that we don't tell the public what to do, we ask the public what they need. And what frightened me when I first got here was not only did I get rid of the Hummer, but I got rid of the SWAT team. We don't need a SWAT team. We have an active, let me finish this, please. We have an active shooter team, which I think is very, very important from the things we learned from Columbine, Sandy Hook, and the other shootings. And as far as the strategic plan goes, I had the strategic plan approved through the county commissioners and through the county manager. We met in session and we vetted the person that helped us facilitate this. This is a living plan. It's not my plan. It's the community's plan. It's the employee's plan. And it's been updated every 3 months. And it's a marvelous way to do business. We have to have that plan and a purpose in order to be successful in law enforcement.
You are listening to KPTZ FM Port Townsend 91.9. We are talking to the two candidates for Jefferson County Sheriff, Deputy Joe Knoll, and incumbent Sheriff Dave Stanko. Okay, so what would be something, one specific thing that came out of the Citizens Advisory Board that was implemented in a positive way?
Well, three things came out of the Citizen Advisory Board. First of all, we canvassed the community for the need for different police officers, deputies, and our representatives from Quilcene and Brennan and the whole Indian tribe and Cala Point and Cape George and Port Townsend and Port Ludlow went out and canvassed the areas. And there was a consensus that we have a need for more deputies. And also, based on my staffing study that I did, we need 7 more deputies by 2020. Also, the vests were vetted through them, as I said, the vests that saved the officers, the deputies' backs and saved the deputies' hips. And also, we use all of our citizen advisory members at different times on our hiring boards. It's very, very important to get the citizens' involvement, the citizens' perspective when we hire deputies for the community, because they're their deputies. Like I said, we're not an occupying force. We're here to work in conjunction, in partnership with our community. In fact, our Jefferson County mission statement was put together by our employees. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, in partnership with the community, is committed to preserving the peace, to helping those in need, and protecting the constitutional rights of all. That's not my mission statement. That's the employee's mission statement for the community.
The Citizens Advisory Board, I think, is a really good thing. And I think it's something that we need. But I also think it needs to stand alone. And as far as Dave driving it, the reason when that really hit me one time, he said, I can't go to the advisory board meeting tonight. I want you to go. And I said, oh, is that, should I be doing that? And he said, of course you need to go, because how else will they know what we want? And I didn't like that. And the Citizens Advisory Board is there to advise us on things that the community thinks we need, not for us to tell them things that we want them to go spread around the community or go to the commissioners to try to get more deputies and things like that. And as far as the strategic plan, you know, what difference does it make if it was approved by the commissioners? The sheriff should be able to make a plan for their department. And I think it's great to involve the community and the other deputies and whatnot, but I don't think we need to bring someone in from outside to tell us how we need to do things. I think that's part of the responsibility of being the sheriff.
Okay.
I want to make a comment on the strategic plan. Basically, the strategic plan was, again, not my plan. It was the community. We had community members. We had county officials. We had employees interviewed. And the strategic planning committee, all the people on the committee are employees. The person in charge of the strategic planning committee is the sergeant. The undersheriff also sits on that. It's not my product. It's their product. Their values, their core values, their mission statement, their strategic plan. I'm not telling them what to do. They're having input. It's a bottom-up understanding, Charlie. Even with the community, we're not an occupying force, like I said. It's our community. Former President Barack Obama, one of the tenets is you must have the trust of the community, involvement of the community. The old way to do law enforcement is to say, Charlie, I know what you need. I'm going to tell you. No. We just have to ask what your expectations are, and we work together to be sure they're done as a partnership.
I keep referring to this. It was a League of Women Voters forum on the 9th of July, kind of like nailed you for not doing the evidence inventory. But now your explanation is that you tried, but you basically credit Dave's leadership to getting that done. I mean, is that
yeah, I credit his leadership for wanting to become accredited, which is something I would want to do too if I were sheriff.
Okay, but so are there things that he's done that you really like? Is there anything that he's done that you would undo? Were you sheriff?
I like that he's doing accreditation. I like the Citizens Advisory Board. I don't like the way we're doing community policing. I think we need to do more in de-escalation and mental health training. I think we need to stop the Stone Garden grant and working with Border Patrol. I think we need to improve employee morale. And one thing I think we really need is financial responsibility and accountability. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of money. There's been a lot of lawsuits and things, and money spent on things that we don't need. There's been money that has been gotten for stuff we haven't bought. And I also think that we need to seriously start looking at some implicit bias training for the deputies and our other staff members.
Okay, so implicit bias, somebody that was discussed, and I think one of the prosecutor candidate said we're all white here. So where is this racial bias that we're going to be trained on, or any of the other kind
of bias? Homelessness bias, poverty bias, LGBTQ bias against vacationers that come here. those kind of things. It's not just racial. It's all kinds of things. And, you know, and a lot of what we do in our job is when we see something, we look and decide, is something bad going on? Is something bad about to happen? And we need to note those kind of things, but we don't want to act on just because of that we have to take some kind of action. I think it's really important that we have some training in that.
Okay, so...
Charlie, I agree that we need training, and we have a training plan. We have a training sergeant. We have a training plan for each individual deputy, and we are driven by budget. I have a $6 million budget. I balance a civil division, a jail, with an average of 52 souls in custody at any given time. I have an investigation division, a patrol division. I have a West End. I have a contract with the Ho Indian tribe. I have... at any given time, 46 to 50 employees, depending on how many people are there. It's a very difficult time to balance the budget. Since I've been here, we've met the budget every 4 years. My former predecessor, he did not meet the budget every time.
And we are very, your immediate predecessor?
Yes, the immediate. No, I'm not talking about Joe. I'm talking about
Right, but Joe really wasn't sheriff. He was just interim sheriff.
Well, he was. He was sheriff for a couple of months. But he mentioned training, so that's the training thing. The budget, we are spot on. Today, we had a meeting regarding crab funds. We're working in partnership with the facilities manager, with the auditor, with our department to manage the crab funds, which are road funds that we get $1.3 million to finance deputies every year. And if we don't properly report that funding, we lose that funding. So we're working on that. And as far as Stone Garden goes, I am an advocate for the grant. It's a FEMA grant. And there are partners, and I wanted to tell you about this. There are partners out there. It's just not Dave Stanko.
Okay, so I'm going to have to cut in here.
Okay.
Well, first of all, we're getting closer to the end.
All right.
And you have both brought up Stone Garden. I did not ask any questions about it, quite frankly, because I'm not educated in what it is. So let's spend the last few minutes, you know, giving a capsule what it is and what your opinion is, and let's try to keep each answer to 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll keep it to 2 minutes, and obviously Joe is con, I'm pro.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the pro basically is a Stone Garden grant is a FEMA grant, and it's driven and being managed by Homeland Security. And it's a grant for detecting terrorism, for detecting drug trafficking, and for detecting human trafficking. In fact, one of our detectives, one of Joe's partners, thinks that he can develop informants on the West End to track human trafficking, which would be marvelous. But the partners in this with us, it's just not Dave Stanko, is Clallam County, San Juan County, Island County, Kitsap County, United States Coast Guard, United States Border Patrol, National Park Service, Homeland Security, Department of Fish and Game, State Patrol, Natural Resources, Port Townsend Police Department, San Juan County Sheriff's Office, Island County Sheriff's Office, two tribal entities, Quinault Tribal Police, Ho Tribal Police, and we work together in partnership to get this done. It's national security is what we're talking about here. It has absolutely nothing to do with immigration, nothing. Okay. And along that same token, back in February of 2017, this isn't new, I signed the Human Rights Proclamation with the other commissioners of here in Jefferson County. And then if I'm in my final minute, I want to just say that all the commitments that I made 4 years ago, I have kept. Every single one. It's either finished or in progress. Thanks for your time, Charlie.
So why don't you like this?
Well, I was the administrator of the Stone Garden Grant, so I know it in and out. And the Stone Garden Grant is a grant where we work in conjunction with the Border Patrol to assist them in their mission. And people can go online and look what the Border Patrol mission is. It is to work on, you know, don't let terrorists cross the border, human trafficking. But it's also to catch and apprehend undocumented immigrants. All you have to do is look in the newspaper or on TV and see what the Border Patrol is doing. I don't think it's right. I don't think we should be helping with that. Dave mentioned the partners that we're with. Those aren't people that all work in Stone Garden. Those are our partners locally who we work with. It doesn't have anything to do with Stone Garden. Port Townsend does not get money from the Stone Garden grant. And most of the agencies that he just read off don't get money from them either. We are asked to be out there as their eyes and ears and report back to them on things we see. And it's true, some of the stuff could be terrorism or human trafficking related, which we would deal with anyway, but we don't need to be helping them come up with a list of names so that they can check it against theirs and see where undocumented immigrants might be around or something. So I am not for it. I don't agree with it. I don't think we need the money from that. To me, it's not only is it the wrong thing to do, but it's a waste of federal and county tax dollars in working it. So That's okay. My opinion on that.
Okay. That was Deputy Joe Knoll, who's running for Jefferson County Sheriff against incumbent Dave Stanko, who has also spent the last half hour with us. Obviously, there's a whole lot more to talk about with this race. We could have done it for an hour, but we didn't. I want to thank both these guys. I want to thank Alex Henley for twiddling the knobs. And this is KPTZ-FM. I hope that this program has given you at least some insight into the candidates and some insight as to who you will be voting for. And just to say, vote.